Good morning. This is the Dr. Leslie Show, your bridge to wholeness in body, mind, and spirit. I'm joined with Ellen and Stacy again today.
Good morning. Good morning, Leslie.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
You're the ladies of light. God's not with us today. We got a room of ladies of light. Not to miss out on acknowledging Merck on the boards, we do need that man presence.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes,
thank
and he's
you.
Bringing all the skills to the mechanical part of the show. We need that, I'm telling you, because that just is not my forte. Okay, so listeners, today we've got some new and exciting explorations to do together, and we are going to start with holistic living. We're going to be connecting. You know, I just have to say, I was kind of working with, how do I bring a title that ties these things together? Because Wave of Fire is language of light, silence, and holistic living is the healing of connecting with animals and nature. And Stacy said, oh, those are very aligned. And why, Stacy?
Well, absolutely. In the silence, you will find God. Everything else is poor translation. And I spend a lot of time as a spiritual practice with animals, also in nature. It is something that came natural to me. I spent a lot of time as a child. I grew up with pets and loved being outside and being in the dirt. And my practice now in my ministry, as we know, that our emotional state is a very, very important factor in our life. You know, when we're feeling joy and we're feeling happy, we're feeling love and in harmony and peace, our body responds.
Mm. Mm.
And our connection with our pets and animals and wildlife is such a natural connection. And even if we look at a picture of a puppy or kittens, our heart just expands naturally. A lot of time in our human relationships, in our adult relationships, we find ways of protecting our heart. But with animals in nature, we expand naturally. And with an expanded heart, our intuition kicks in, and that's our deeper connection to God.
Mm. Mm.
So that practice for me has just become just so intense and a deeper connection to God, and intentionally now for me and sharing that. And you know, people started coming to me and asking me to help them with their pets when they were having some behavioral problems or some problems. There's an imbalance in that relationship, and it wasn't something that I sought out. It was just something that came to me. God sort of placed this on my path, and it was a natural passion and a place for me to be. And you know, I spend a lot of time talking and being with people and doing speaking engagements. And, you know, part of my path is helping people to find that deeper connection. So my healing practice is to go out in nature, and not just with my pets or with, you know, domestic pets, but communing with birds and the squirrels and just being still in a park and seeing who comes to visit, and just sending that communication that I'm love and you're safe, and just observing that godly connection is
beautiful.
Just empowering and beautiful.
You know, while we're on the topic, I'm going to unexpectedly drop the mic on to Ellen, because I know that she had quite a miraculous event happen recently about manifesting a little doggy into her life. And
I did.
What's your encounter with that, and how does that help you join with your own inner healing?
Well, I know that I had put it out there for this, that I wanted a terrier. And I wanted it to be actually the terriers that I've had before in this present lifetime, one of them to come back to me. And so I put it out there for, and just let it go, just put it out into the universe, like, oh, I would love for either Nikki or Spike to come back to me. Well, it's been, I think it'll be 5 weeks or 6 weeks today, Murphy showed up. And he is the most perfect dog, and I am so in love with him, and I knew from the moment I saw him that he had come to me to help heal a scab on my heart.
Aww.
And to really open my heart up to really loving more. And I think from my last relationship, I've been holding off and protecting. And there's nothing that will open a heart more than an animal, I feel. So I just...
Tell us how Murphy showed up. You can't just leave us in the dark.
Well, he was just on a... He was on a porch, sopping wet when we were having all that rain. And I tried finding his owner, and I could not. And I know he's acted like he's always lived there. He has fit in, like, perfectly. He plays well with the other two cats and other two dogs. And so he's just blended into the family just immediately. And we have a true love affair with each other.
You mean literally. Like, when you say Murphy showed up, it's not
he
showed up in my life because I was walking through the pet store.
No.
The little smiling one that I wanted.
He showed up wet and stranded. And I am so in love with him. So...
Isn't that gorgeous? So, you know, what is it about animals and connecting with animals that can be so healing? I know that even in hospitals now, they have therapy dogs.
Yeah.
You know?
I was thinking about that last night on how to explain those feelings. And I had a memory that came to me. I was reflecting on, you know, what we were talking about. And I remember as a kid how the Lassie show was my favorite. And it was almost like my spiritual connection as a child, and I didn't even realize it, but I was faithful to watching that show and that relationship with this dog and this child. And, you know, I was just thinking about how fully present and watching that relationship and the love. And, of course, there was, you know, some sort of drama that happened and that connection and that relationship with the child and the dog with Timmy and Lassie. It just was so endearing to me. And to describe those feelings, it's hard to put words to that. It's just, you know, it's just a practice or an intense feeling of heart expansion. You know, those are the best words I can come up with right now. It's just, we don't, you know, our everyday life, we don't experience that. That's like when we come to someone with a pet, or we see, you know, an animal, or like your case, Ellen, where this ball of love just shows up. You can't help but be compelled to be attracted to that.
Yeah.
You're just drawn to it. I think it's our natural connection to God. I mean, animals are in that vibrational state.
And they show unconditional love.
Absolutely.
So they're they are absolutely an embodiment of unconditional love.
Yes, they're an embodiment of spirit, of God.
Yep.
They're it. And we're naturally drawn to that. You know, we want that. We crave that. We desire that. So when it's so just so there for you, that expression is there, you can't help but want to be in that. And the other thing, you know, I work with animals and children, and infants have that expression. You know, when an infant comes into this world, it's God's energy. You know, they're coming in from heaven, and you want to be with that child. You want to hold that child and look into their eyes and see that connection, feeling that love. That's all they know. We come in knowing love.
Yeah.
And the animals, animals are so forgiving. You know, you see the stories and you hear about the stories of abuse, and animals have suffered abuse for whatever reason, but, you know, somebody finds it in their heart to rehabilitate them and care for them, and the forgiveness comes easily for them, you know, where in human beings it takes us some time. You know, when we've been hurt, we hold the resentment and the fear of it could happen again. And there's that God energy within this animal knowing, you know, can feel that vibration of love. You know, they have that sense. They live off their senses and their instincts. So they're in a vibrational state all the time. And so it's natural for them to experience that state of being, that, you know, that connection with God and being in that love and compassionate. We have a lot to learn.
Don't we? Isn't that gorgeous? So, I mean, I was sitting there thinking as you were speaking about it, you know, maybe that's part of the divine plan of even putting animals on the planet with us as humans to help be our teachers.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got a lot to learn from little Lassie and my little Chachi.
Yeah.
And Ellen's little Murph. Little Murphy. And so speaking of that, there were two things that came to mind I just had to share. And When one is that the spiritual teacher called Abraham, that's bringing through some amazing words for us these days, recommends petting your cat to help raise your emotional frequency. When you notice that you're in a low part, they're like when you start to get angst and you notice that vibration, you say, "Here, kitty, 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 kitty," and start and pet your cat, because it naturally helps raise you to, it gets you out of your drama, you know, it really can get you out of your drama. And then secondly, I wanted to acknowledge Ellen's good work with bringing Murphy into her life, right? And that just kind of ties in with my little quote from the day, which is from Abraham, that says, "You, on the leading edge of thought, are here enormously creatively involved. There's something so satisfying about asking and deliberately aligning your energy and deliberately finding the familiar feeling of that and then seeing it manifest." So Ellen did that, right? Ellen said, "You know what? I'm asking for something." And then obviously you deliberately found the feeling of imagining having your little doggy with you, the doggy that hadn't shown up yet. And then came Murphy on the porch, soaking wet. "Here I am.
Looking for his new mommy."
That's right.
Your little four-legged angel.
Yeah. So that's really, you know, it just fits for the day. So just wanted to acknowledge you, Ellen, for being enormously creatively involved and manifesting in such a powerful way.
Well, that's whenever good. I look at him, I realize that the power of manifesting is alive and well.
Absolutely.
And he's my constant reminder to try to stay in Eve consciousness.
Oh, we're going to talk about Eve consciousness again soon. So, listeners, we're going to take a break here for just a moment, and we'll be back to talk more about the healing power of your pets.
Nami Nesswitz, and I'm here to share with you about the spiritual attunement session I received from Dr. Leslie. I was a very needy person, and since having her assistance, I have had a huge breakthrough in my self-confidence, self-esteem, and ability to feel complete within myself. People are noticing how different I am without knowing I had done anything. I get comments from others asking, "What is different?" I smile and tell them, "Go see Dr. Leslie." I also received guidance to my life path and clear answers to questions I had about my life from the Holy Spirit. If you are looking for clarity or a breakthrough in your life, I recommend you call Dr. Leslie for a spiritual attunement session today.
This is Dr. Leslie. If you want to release what's holding you back in life, get a deeper experience in your own spiritual walk, or to receive insights into patterns that have been occurring in your life, I can help. Consider me a phone line between you and heaven, and feel free to dial up for your God answers. Call me for your spiritual attunement session on 980-202-1055, or contact me through the website bridgeholistichealing.com. Again, that's 980-202-1055, 980-202-1055. Blessings and walk sacred. And we're back. This is WGIV 103.3 FM and 1370 AM and tunein.com on the internet, or you can find us on bridgeholistichealing.com, always putting up the recorded show afterwards. So if you're in one of those time zones in the world that makes it really hard to be with us right here at 11 a.m. Eastern Time in the USA, then make sure you tune in through the website. We'll always have the show up within a couple of days. Now, we've got another word to share with you today from Abraham, and that is, if all you did was just look for things to appreciate, you would live a joyous, spectacular life. If there is nothing else that you ever came to understand other than just look for things to appreciate, that's the only tool you would ever need to predominantly hook you up with who you really are. That's all you need.
Yeah, and I think God really, you know, when you're in tune to that, provides, you know, life is simple, you know, just walking in nature, and you appreciate the trees, you know, see the abundance in nature, you know, the blades of grass, you know, looking at a flower does not struggle to grow, it just does, you know, and appreciating the beauty of what is created right in front of you. Mm-hmm. You can walk, even in the city of Charlotte, the city of Charlotte is beautiful. You can walk out and there, you know, there's trees, and just being in the energy and just being in the silence again and connecting to that can really open and fill your heart with just the peaceful presence of simplicity.
Mm-hmm. That's powerful. That's powerful. And you know, it brings me back to the thought about the animals.
Yes.
Because I notice with my sweet little kitten face cat, or my little ridiculous little doggy who's just like a 3-year-old, really, it's amazing. In fact, whenever I have guests over, he shows up with all his toys. We were having a birthday party for my mother the other week, and we have a glass table that we're all over, and my husband looked down and said, "Look, Chachi's brought all his toys to the party." We looked down, he's got like 4 toys. He's joining the party, and he's bringing his gifts. So he's brought all 4 toys and stacked them up in front of everybody's feet under the table.
Just pure joy. Yeah. Just experience that moment. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And do you notice how animals are able to shake off the energy of a moment, and they do it through their physical body. Now, I first heard about this. Eckhart Tolle wrote about this in his book called The Power of Now, mm-hmm. and he was observing ducks. Then he saw it said these 2 ducks are swimming in the pond, and they got into a conflict. They got into their little bit of a fight, mm-hmm. the tiff. And so they have that drama. Then they turn, and both of them flap their wings real hard for a second, and then they're peaceful. Yeah, it's like they shake it off, and then they've shifted their state of being. And my dog does that. So if he gets all excited about something, and he wants to go outside or play with something or whatever, and I say, "No, come here," for him to change his attitude and focus, he looks and he shakes his body. And as if he was wet, shaking off water. He shakes his body, and then he's perfectly happy to have that change of...
To shift
to a different focus and do something else. You know how we can get attached to wanting something a certain way, and then when it's not showing up that way, or we're not going to do that thing right now, we're really stuck in it and get mad?
They're really quick to shift. My experience in working with dogs, when you have a dog fixed... You know, you can tell their energy in their face. They're fixed on something. And if they're not in an area where I'm able to reach them, you know, through my vibration or make eye contact, it's just a simple touch and to get their attention. And it just in a moment, they'll shift and connect with me and go back into that loving energy. You know, whatever's attract them, another dog or something else or an animal that they feel like they want to chase, it's like, okay, let's come back here. And they're quick to do that, really quick. I mean, it's just amazing how they're ready to move on and move forward and just be back in that loving space. That's where they want to be. That's where their desire is to be, in that loving place.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So not only do we heal through being with them, we learn by observing them if we watch with open eyes.
Absolutely.
You know, but what is it that brings healing? You know what? While we're exploring this, I actually just want to open up the line for a minute. If you're listening right now and you're local to us, or even if you're not, you know, if you feel to call in and have a little story to share about your own healing or peace that's come from connection with a pet or an animal, let us know about it now. Come on and call us. We're at 704-553-1370. That's 704-553-1370. If you've got your own story to tell about working with an animal in your life where you had a shift. But, you know, so along those lines, I just wanted to say, going deeper into that, what is it about the healing power of animals? I had a little gorgeous Pomeranian dog in New Zealand who would be, you know, at one point I had a practice at home and the dog was there, and he would run and lick and lick and lick and lick and lick. It was like he was drawn to where someone had a blockage in their body. And there were a couple of times where he did that on someone that was open for that to happen while I'm working on the dogs, like lick, lick, licking their hand or arm or wherever it was that they had a blockage in their meridian. I noticed he was drawn to that, just like they lick their own wounds. I think they sense where other people's wounds are, even if we don't see them physically. And, you know, when Stacey, when you said just a touch to their body, they get a kinesthetic input that helps them shift their consciousness just like that. Yeah. And I think and our bodies do that too. Like we can touch and start to bring awareness into an area that's energetically blocked, because energy follows thought. Through touch we can connect and actually start opening up a meridian. This dog used to do that, and there were times where it was as if he took on that blockage and went and puked in the corner. He vomited. You know, it was like that blockage out, that energy that he took on.
The animals are in a natural vibrational state, so they're sensing everything. So if there's an imbalance, then they recognize it right away, and so they're going to create balance. The most, you know, talking about this vibrational energy of love and animals being in tune, my most profound experience was my dolphin experience. I would do a conference down in Gulf Shores, Alabama, and I had a friend that had a boat, and we would just go out in the ocean. And this wasn't one of those chartered, it was, you know, where they have them at a resort. This was going out in the ocean, and we would actually call the dolphins in.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, I had my first experience with them, and they came, you know, it was their, they had the freedom, you know, it was their, you know, they chose to be with us that day, and just... And she said when they turned pink, that was because they were feeling love and connection.
I love it.
And, you know,
the dolphins turn pink?
They turn like this pinkish color when they get excited and feel joy. And you know what? I was about probably from the boat to the water, I was about 10 feet from them. And looking into their eyes, and it was a feeling of love that I could, you know, that, you know, you can't explain. You have to experience that. I'd heard about it and I'd had a desire. And so that was just, you know, one of those things that God brought to me. And it was just this, this dolphin that was giving me love just because that's their vibration and that's what they do.
How beautiful. Boy, did I feel that tangibly last week when Laura was bringing those dolphin light language sounds through. That was so incredible.
By the way,
listeners, we're going to bring that back again. I've been communicating with Laura. We're going to bring some clips of light language through the sounds of dolphins and whales. I just can't believe the healing that comes with that. It's so powerful. So speaking of, it's time for Wave of Fire, and we are getting ready to connect with Melissa Moore in England, in the UK, who is going to show us about the language, the light language of love through silence. So we're moving into that. Let's bring in Melissa now. Okay, we're moving into Wave of Fire, and I'm excited to say that we've got a special guest from London, England today, Melissa Moore, who is the bringer of the language of love, the language of light, the silent, wordless, energetic communication that is transforming lives and souls all over the planet. Melissa, welcome. Thank you for joining us today.
Hello. Nice to be here.
Wonderful to have you. Melissa, I wanted to start by, you know, we've spoken just for a few minutes on the phone, and I wanted to share with the listeners some of what I've just learned about your background. I feel like you are such a beautiful representative of the global community in that you are from nowhere and everywhere. Share with the listeners, your upbringing and where you come from on the earth.
Well, I'm my mother's half French and half Italian. My dad is half English and half Irish, so I'm a quarter of all of those. But I was brought up in Fiji and Vanuatu in the South Pacific, and then in Africa, and then for the last 4 years, until recently, I've been on tour teaching all over the world, in America and Europe, and so I am from everywhere and nowhere.
That's beautiful. So, like our usual guest, we have Judy Satori on most shows these days, and bringing through also the language of light and the sound of light that she's bringing through as well, who's been moving all over the planet. So I'm seeing that the Holy Spirit, you know, is using a number of select souls who have raised their hand to volunteer to be this role for the Earth, who are shifting all over the planet and carrying these special frequencies, these teachings, these transformative energies from country to country to country, just bouncing around the planet. What's going on with that, Melissa? What do you think's happening?
Well, you know, the frequency of the planet's changing. You know, we're living in a new Earth, and we're dropping into a place of love. Now, this is happening anyway and everywhere, whether people, you know, are drawn to coming and doing a class which does it in a fast-forward way, or whether it'll be happening to some people while they're doing the washing up or at home. You know, it's just a shift of frequency that's happening all over the world anyway. And, you know, then some people, you can only know what your little section of what you're supposed to be doing is. You know, like, for example, sometimes I've turned up in certain places thinking I was going to be doing my workshop, and in fact, you know, spirit meant for, you know, the energy of that place to be cleared. And, you know, for example, when I was in Woodstock, I was doing my little thing, but then I found out that Kogi elders had flown from all over, you know, all over the, you know, all over the, wherever they were in South America, and they'd all flown in, people had flown in from all over the world to the hill next door to me to do a ceremony to bring more love into the planet, and that in the Buddhist monastery next door, a monk had come over from Tibet and had been chanting love chants for 24 hours solidly. And so you can only really know your little bit and what you're supposed to be doing in that little moment, but in fact, we're all one. And everyone and everything's involved, you know. Even when, for example, I'm doing my workshops, everything seems to be involved. For, you know, even when I was, for example, doing my workshop in Charlie Chaplin's old house in Hollywood, the people that lived there, so they'd lived there for 15 years and they'd never ever had any crickets there. And for the whole 2 days when I was teaching, there were thousands of crickets just singing and playing amazing music. Or, you know, birds come and play. I remember when I was doing it outside, all the hummingbirds coming and being involved, and three woodpeckers, you know, coming and on different poles making this amazing drumming music. Or, you know, everything is involved in it, in the oneness of everything. When I did it in Virginia Beach overlooking the sea, about 100 dolphins were just swimming up and down each time I did the hour transmission and then disappeared. And when I gave people the star, they all jumped out of the ocean at once. And it was overwhelmingly beautiful.
Melissa,
nature.
Well, as you're speaking, I just wanted to say that I got chills when you, first of all, when you mentioned the crickets at the one place. I've heard recordings of the sounds of crickets slowed way, way down, and it sounds like a chorus of angels. It's the most spiritual, amazing musical sound of crickets.
It really is. It was so beautiful, and that happens every time. It just makes you realize that, you know, I'm just an innocent bystander in this oneness as a facilitator, and that everything's involved, the nature, you know, everything around us. So it's really beautiful.
It sure is. And then you mentioned the dolphins. And last week we had a guest on who, Laura, who actually brought through language of light through dolphin and whale language. And the sounds that I couldn't even imagine that a human could make these sounds. And she was basically channeling the language of the dolphins and the whales. And the energy of that was so beautiful, so healing, and so loving. You could feel it very tangibly right through your body. And, you know, as you raise it today, it just reminds me of how this wave of the hand of the divine that's moving through the earth is moving through everything and everyone, humans and nature, and it's just love coming from all angles, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, if you think about trees, they're taking light, transforming it into wood, and then when we burn the wood, the light comes out in a different form. And, you know, we're all like that. Like, I see every single cell of our bodies as a little speck of light interconnected into this huge spider's web, And as we move out of our minds, and you know, knowing that any time that we feel you know, any kind of reaction to anything that anyone else is doing, we've got to remember that everything's actually happening in pure divine intention and perfection. And we should never judge anyone else. And in fact, if ever we do feel anger, judgment, anything coming up within us towards anything anyone else has done, we need to look within ourselves at what that is that's arising within us and sit with it. And, you know, people that have done my workshop can activate their star and blow energy into it, but other people can just breathe into it, pray into it, meditate into it, and just feel all these things shifting. And it's like the eternal layers of the onion as we get lighter and lighter and full of more love.
This is such a blessing. Just as you even speak the concepts, it's as if it's moving into an energetic bath, really, that flows over and through the mind and the heart. It's just so beautiful. So, Melissa, as you're speaking about that, the words that come to me are unconditional love. When we're releasing this judgment, I feel inspired to say that for those of us who were raised in the Christian paradigm and our pathway to that which we call God has been through a relationship with Jesus Christ, and those who have been raised in other religious paradigms and their pathway may have been through another perception, I'm being reminded where the Bible says, essentially, we fight not a battle of flesh and blood, but principles and principalities, saying that really, the truth of life itself is not the surface physical and more tangible thought representations, but it's a broader spirit that can't really be defined. And when you speak about releasing judgment and moving into this kind of unconditional love, for me, that is the essence of what I know being represented by the word Christ or Christos. That is that spiritual essence, no matter what words it's being represented by, or what concepts or pictures we hold to represent it, or actually no words at all. It's just a spiritual essence that seems to be awakening all over the world in many different ways, but it's actually from one source, one movement, one love. And that's what I felt was the beauty of what you're bringing through, Melissa, is because it's wordless and it's formless, and it seems to reach into the heart and core of the true spiritual essence that our minds just can't comprehend or define.
Absolutely. You know, this light language of love, it's pre-verbal and it's pre-visual and it's pure. And if we think about the language that we use every day with words to communicate, it's a linear form, and we're listening to a series of words, and then our brain cerebrally translates the semantics of it, and we draw a meaning from it. While this light language of love, you receive it, it's non-linear, it's more like a sun, and it has rays in it, and the actual language is, you know, something that when the receiver receives the energy, they have to then translate it to get some meaning, but it's not through the brain, it's through the heart. And in that searching for the meaning, there's a transformation and an awakening and a shift into a different place. So it's a transformational language that moves things that people need to, you know, that might be blocking people from being able to receive and give more love in their lives.
How beautiful. So it sounds like it's awakening a capacity to be more of a vessel or a bridge between heaven and earth, bringing through higher frequencies and love, and able to actually be powerfully in charge of intentionally bringing that through to others, to people, to places, you know, at will. That's it's just amazing.
Absolutely. It is all about creating heaven on earth, and it's accessible. And, you know, that's what's so beautiful about now, about this time. You know, we are creating new life in a new earth, and it's a really exciting, overwhelmingly beautiful time. Now, that doesn't mean that everyone is, you know, not having, you know, dramas and things in their lives. You know, it doesn't mean that things totally transform. But when you're in a different place of love, you don't get into the drama, you don't get drawn into the stress of things, you just watch them arising and blow, you know, the energy of love into the situation. So you then become in a very different place.
Okay, that's fabulous. So we're just going to take a break for just a moment. Listeners, hold on to your seats because we'll be back with Melissa Moore in just a couple of minutes. And Melissa, we want to learn more when we come back about how this gift awakened for you and how it all began that you started bringing through this activation capacity. We'll be right back. Listeners, stay tuned. Listeners, please join with me now to send a wave of pure love, gratitude, and blessings to those who have given support for this show to stay on the air. Thank you. Bless you. Love to you. Thank you for your financial donations and contributions to keep us on the air. Blessings. We're back with Melissa Moore and Light Language, the Tongues of Angels, actually the silent, energetic language of love, awakening uniquely in every person's heart through their own unique star. Melissa, I wanted to ask, how did this gift awaken for you, and when did that happen?
Well, it's funny. I mean, it's something that, I've been prepared for a millennium of lifetimes to do. I was born with a gift, but it didn't mean that I knew how it was going to unfold. Nothing really could have prepared me for how everything unfolded. You know, but luckily I was taught to, I started doing meditation and yoga from the age of 5. And everywhere I went on my travels around the world, I seemed to be receiving blessings and, you know, activations. And then I was, I did lots of different careers, from working in the news to organizing events to the last job I was doing before I had to surrender and give my life over to all of this was working with the president of Virgin and EMI Europe in the music industry. And I'd just been kind of doing individual healings on people, and then suddenly through word of mouth, I was fully booked doing that. And then I gave a healing to the head of the Council of Doctors here, his wife, who had a broken shoulder, and suddenly she could move it. So he said, well, look, this is, you know, it's easy to find a doctor. It's not easy to find someone that can do what you're doing. You can come and work here. So I was working in the National Health Service and Bupa clinic with all the doctors and things as an energetic therapist. And then I realized that I would be able to give the gift to other people. Rather than them coming to me for 1 hour, I would be able to transfer it to them. But I had no idea how this was going to manifest. And I ended up doing it for the first time for free at the Rainbow Gathering, thinking, well, let's see what it is giving birth to this and how it unfolds. And I had 30 people, and the feedback was so amazing that I was like, wow, okay, that's how we're going to do it. This is exciting. And then through word of mouth, I was suddenly booked all over the world. You know, Ireland contacted me, Holland, Boston, New York, San Fran, LA. And so I just had to put all my stuff in storage and go off around the world, floating around, from place to place, which has been, you know, an amazingly beautiful experience. And that's why throughout the process I was trying to find words to describe something that has no words has been quite a funny journey. Initially the workshop was called Breath of an Angel, and then seeing the effects it had on everyone's lives, I called it Life Lift. But then when I got to LA, that's also a plastic surgery technique, so that wasn't going to work. And then tuning in and, you know, listening and seeing what everyone was experiencing, I realized that this is an energetic language of light, a light language of love that everybody can speak if they're they have it activated in their systems. An amazing journey where every single place I went to, everybody was telling me that this was a different thing. You know, when I was in India, I was told it's the Sri Yantra, which is a star, you know, which apparently appeared in some yogi's heart that, you know, meditated for 10 years. But then other people told me I had an angel in my spine and that it was, you know, the Star of David, or the Egyptians told me it was the Merkaba. And, you know, other people told me that I was the little grandmother of the white feather and I was giving a rainbow star of the tribe of many colors. So it's been a really funny journey because depending, everyone receives a different unique star anyway. And depending on what your energetic makeup is, you're receiving something different and seeing it as something different. But the only universal language that can, word that I, that can be used to vaguely, you know, sum it up is love. You know, and that's why it's now called the Love Star.
How beautiful. So, Melissa, is it possible for us to have an experience of this somehow through the air?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I do distant love transmissions. I could do, people like the page and they can do a whole hour some other time, or I'm doing my workshop, which I do from a distance, on the 3rd and 4th of August, and people then just for 2 days receive the transmission and receive the star from a distance, and then I teach people how to activate it and some examples of how to use it. But everybody then works out their own new things, and I'm getting messages from, you know, students that are like, I've just worked this out and I'm using it this way. And everyone has, it empowers people into a place of remembrance, and the remembrance of their gift, which is unique to each of us, which is why everything's so perfect. We all have our own thing that we're supposed to be bringing into the world and into the planet, and we are.
Absolutely. Okay, we're going to take another break for just a moment and have another word from our sponsors. Listeners, stay tuned, and when we come back, we will have an experience of the soundless light language of love from Melissa Moore. Hi, this is Dr. Leslie reminding you that I'm available for your assistance with a spiritual attunement session if your soul calls you in that way. If you need a phone line to heaven and get some higher guidance on what's happening in your life, some insights into why patterns keep showing up in a certain way, I will help you tune in and we'll get those answers together. You can reach me on 980-202-1055 or through the website, which is bridgeholistichealing.com. for your spiritual attunement session. Thank you and blessings. Welcome back, listeners. This is the Dr. Leslie Show. We have Melissa Moore from London, England, bringing through now the experience of the soundless light language of love. Melissa, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Okay. So everybody, just take deep breaths and imagine that if your body was a tree, you'd like the tree trunk and all the branches are reaching out into the whole of the cosmos and the heavens, and the roots are going out right into the center of the earth. And from this place, just breathe deeply, and I'll now be sending you some of the light language of love. Thank you.
Wow. So if I can share with you what I've experienced, I've never had this happen before, but I initially felt quite nauseous. And
yes, that sometimes happens as things are coming to the surface to be released, you know.
Yeah, so I felt quite nauseous, and my mouth was salivating a lot, you know, with that nausea. And then the nausea released for a while, and I just felt the salivation in my mouth. And then I started feeling this little popping in my head, like energy in my brain, you know, as if almost like the fluids, the cerebral spinal fluid that moves through different pockets in the brain was shifting. And I could hear these little popping sounds inside my head, in my brain. And then another kind of wave of nausea came. And I felt that quite strongly in my stomach or energetically at my solar plexus. And I realized that I've been having some stomach issues recently. I had quite a sore stomach last night. And, you know, I'm wondering if it's not an energy clearing or being recalibrated in that area of my body and around my solar plexus.
Absolutely. We are all being retuned and our senses are being awakened. And, you know, that's the beauty of it, is that we're having all these things are coming up to the surface to be released. And, you know, that's why that's just like a little burst of the energy there. But you can imagine that on the first level, which is 2 days, you receive 5 different hour-long energy transmissions. And the first one is freedom. And anything that's stopping people from being in a place of freedom, quite often people have a lot of things in their brain popping. And then the second transmission is compassion. So anything that is stopping people from being able to open their heart and, you know, feel compassion towards people is shifted. And the third one on the first day is freedom within form. And that is the one where people feel a bit nauseous, because suddenly you're being pulled into your body and that freedom is having to be experienced on a physical level. So that's a kind of big shift. And then I actually don't sleep. I work through the night on people. And then the next morning, I do what is awakening to the light within and awakening people's inner muse, which is where it's suddenly very, very beautiful and people are in a totally different dimension. And then I give people the star, which activates the heart, and then people can then activate their star and use it. But in the second level, you receive, you know, 7 stars in each of your chakras. I mean, chakra just means wheel of light in Indian, and it's just we've got 7 little points in our spine, so you receive them in all of that. And then the third level, you actually receive one in each cell of your body. So after you receive what, you know, the 7, you are actually just breathing that love all the time. The first level, you're able to access it and bring it in to your life and in specific ways. The second level, you're just in that space and breathing in that place. And the third level is a totally different dimension, because you actually receive that love in every single cell of your body. So it goes, you know, a lot deeper.
It's interesting, because as you were speaking about it and talking about the spine, I just during this last few minutes, I've been feeling like a buzzing energy through my whole spinal cord and in the back of my neck. It's a lovely feeling.
Yes, it is. It's so beautiful, you know, seeing and how amazingly all this stuff just comes up to the surface and bubbles, and everyone's having such a unique experience. And some people hearing things, some people smelling things, you know, some people, and everybody having, you know, having flashes of things from other lifetimes or from stress in their lifetimes popping, and other people in ecstasy or seeing lights. And it's, that's what's so beautiful, is that no two people have the same experience, because we're all divinely unique and bringing in a different essence of stuff. So as all this stuff clears, it just enables us to activate our own gifts and drop into that that space of remembrance.
What a beautiful gift you're bringing. Melissa Moore, thank you so much for connecting with us and bringing a sample of this soundless language of light, of love. And thank you for awakening this next spiritual gift on the whole planet. Tell us how we can learn more about where you're holding your retreats and seminars. What's your website?
My website is melissamoore.com, melissamoore.com. And my Facebook page is Melissa Moore, M-O-R-E, Moore, The Light Language of Love. And that's where I've been posting things, because after having been on tour around teaching for 4 years, I've just been having to do things for the planet recently, and just doing 3 love transmissions. And on the 3rd and 4th of August, I'll be doing the basic, which people were the first level, where you receive the star in the heart. And, you know, every time I do my workshop, there's people all over the world doing it, you know, whether it be Israel, Holland, America. So you can receive it from the comfort of your own home. So if anyone wants to book into that, get in touch. My email's melissa@melissamoore.com, but that's on the website. And also, you know, if you're on the Facebook page, that's where I suddenly post up that I'm giving a free love transmission, an hour-long free love transmission and things like that, and update the dates. I'm just doing that one in August for people from a distance, and then I'll see what manifests as to where and when the next one is.
That's beautiful. Thank you for bringing these gifts to the world and these free love transmissions that you're giving out. So melissamoore.com, and then on Facebook we can get the postings of when you're bringing through these transmissions.
Yeah, I mean, the 1 hour free love transmission, they're free, the love transmissions, but the 2 day workshop, people pay. But, you know, people can always pay in installments, and there's concessions. And, you know, some people that have more money decide they want to give me more than that, because I try and keep it at a low price so that everyone can get it. And then.
So this activation is working more with the physical aspects of just feeling distracted, of feeling an inner anxiety about some issue in your life, about an issue in your life, and the physical manifestations of anxiety that are produced as a result, which could be stomach churning, not sleeping, sweating, heart palpitations, to do with loss of that which you want to keep. So this is like this kind of fear that comes up. And I want you to put your left hand on the base chakra and the right hand on the third eye chakra between the eyebrows. Be like a sponge.
Mokoyasa.
Take a deep breath and relax.
And that was Judy Satori from thesoundoflight.com, bringing through an energy transmission to clear the physical symptoms of anxiety and stress. Until next week, blessings and love. Listeners, Walk Sacred. It's the Dr. Leslie Show.